Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about how the world has gone completely insane. If you remember the video I put out at the very last day, I think it was the end of 2020. Let me adjust my camera here because it's all screwed up. At the end of 2020, I talked about 2021 was going to be even crazier. If you thought things were getting better, nah, shame on you. And yeah, it's kind of falling off a cliff completely. I got a couple of stories, and then we're going to get to the main one. It's not an official college class, because that'd be something that you have to have credits for, and you'd have to pass. But Ohio State University is now trying to tell students and teach students on how to start your own OnlyFans and get into adult work. That's right. You now can pay $80,000 a semester, or whatever it is. It's a state school, so maybe it's cheaper than that. But you can go into an extreme amount of debt to learn how to, I don't know, underwater basket weave, which isn't true, but let's say gender studies or something like that. And you can go to the Ohio State's Spicy Week, Sexy Week, to learn how to become an OnlyFans. So let's first start with the losers, the L's for today. From the New York Post, Amazon tweaks its app icon after comparisons made to the German leader back in 1940. Apparently, here's the logo here. Apparently, people can look, if anybody's packed a cardboard box, which I swear none of these woke millennials have ever done, is pack a box or actually shipped something, because they probably have their nanny or their maid or their parents do it for them. When you have a tape gun and you slap it on one end and pull it over the box and then snap it off, it's got triangular teeth that snap through the tape and break it. And that's the image you see on one side. Well, apparently, I guess that looked a little bit like let me see if I can cover it up. There you go. It looked a little bit too much like a toothbrush mustache. And so people complained, and so they had to change the icon. I don't know which makes me feel worse about where we're headed as a society. Number one is the fact that people can look at a cardboard box and say, that reminds me of the German man that's very bad. Number two, the fact that they're going to complain about it rather than just go, huh, what a weird similarity. Moving on with my life, because I have better things to do. I almost cursed. Or number three, that Amazon went, you're totally right. I see that now. We will change the icon for you. You see, when you change the icon, when you give in to them, all you're doing is adding fuel to the fire. They get excited that they can, you know, maybe 2,000 people complain to a massive billion-dollar industry and force them to change the icon. They get a kick out of this stuff, and I don't know why people keep giving in to the cancel culture mob. This is from a Facebook messaging, I think, if I can tell what this looks like. Maybe it's Apple. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not with the times, as they say. This is a message between a gal and a guy that met on, a dating app. She says, in reply to something he said, she says, oh, okay. He says, where are you from? She says, Morristown, you. He said, just moved to Landing a few months ago. It's next to Roxbury. She says, cool. He said, so what are you doing on your anti-Valentine's Day, LOL? She says, honestly, I thought a good way to say F you to Valentine's Day was to blow random men. He says, what the actual F, with a laughing emoji. He said, so, would you like to come blow me right now? She said, you'd be the fourth. And he had a couple of laughing emojis. And he says, Jesus Christmas. I don't want to say that word. This world is effed. And she said, okay. He was so shocked. Now, after that, I don't know if he backpedaled and said, oh yeah, please come on over and take care of me. I'd appreciate that very much. But the man has it right. If a girl's just going around and he'd be the fourth guy that she decided to give a nice windy Wendy to, yeah, he's right. JC, the world is effed. He had the right answer on that one. But Again, now what if you meet this girl in the grocery store and she's halfway cute and you say, you know what, I'm going to ask for her number. And you ask her out and she says, I love to. And then you guys hook up and you get a Windy Wendy. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, that's a reference to Breaking Bad, best TV show of all time ever. If you got a Windy Wendy, if you got a blow, you'd be like, wow, she must really like me. Or, nah, 7 this week. You're nothing special. Don't hold out, champ. Another L, this guy posted on Twitter, call me old-fashioned, but I was raised to serve my wife. Cook her meals, do her laundry, massage her after work, always clean the house. That's exactly the husband I am going to be. If she cheated on me, I lacked something she needed and wanted, and that's on me. No, sir, you are not old-fashioned. You are so 2021, you don't even know it. Now, if a woman said, I'm old-fashioned, and she wanted to do those things, then yes, that would be old-fashioned because you're doing what's traditionally been called women's work. Even if you wanted to do all that, I'm not, look, you do you, man. But at the end, if she cheats on you, you're saying that it's my fault that I lack something and that she wanted and that's on me. Dude, that kind of mentality is going to get every woman, I hope every woman you ever date sees this tweet and is like, oh, this guy's a loser and a pushover, and I have no respect for him, and I don't even want to be with him because of it, because that's how women will feel. And the last one, this is a Twitter thread. A woman posted, what's the worst way someone told you, I don't love you, without saying, I don't love you? And this girl, Idiot Slit, good name, Idiot Slit, responded, not safe for work. I asked him if he loved me while we were having bedroom fun, and his D got soft inside me, and we had to stop because he couldn't get hard again for the rest of the night. LOL. Secure the relationship before you secure the bedroom. Okay, here's our main story. Uni. Now, this is from the Daily Star, and you guys give me crap, right? So I sometimes condense down my sources and everything because I don't want to be like, I'm not a news agency. And you guys say, oh, the Daily Star or the Mirror or I don't know what other ones I go through. But all these places I bring up articles, you guys always go, well, not everybody, but some of you go, hey, man, that's fake news. That's a tabloid. That's BS. It doesn't mean I haven't verified things elsewhere. But today I brought my verification with me. So maybe you guys will stop giving me crap when I read a story about something like this. And I sometimes do read it from other sources, and I usually pick the one with the biggest, best layout that scales, because a lot of times when you zoom in or out on a page to make the print larger, the graphics get all wonky and stuff jumps all over the place. So sometimes, even if something's on a major news network, I'll pull it off one of these sites because the page format's better. How the Daily Star has a better web developer than, say, CNN or MSNBC. You got me. Uni, university, hosts OnlyFans event for students keen on starting and to destigmatize spicy work. The OnlyFans webinar was one of several online lectures throughout the week-long Ohio State University event devoted to education about spicy work and the film industry related to that. They say, as part of the Ohio State University Spicy Week, psychology and political science student Emma King hosted a webinar advising would-be OnlyFans creators on how to examine their experiences and take the stigma out of that kind of work. I remember a time when women fought against this kind of work. And they were saying, you know what, this really is not good for women. It objectifies them. It puts them down. It makes them be seen only as a physical object. And it means that they won't be appreciated for their beauty. They went so far that during racing events like NASCAR and other things, they used to have car girls that would walk or model next to the cars. And they went out and say, hey, that's objectifying women. And they removed NASCAR girls. Same thing with a lot of showroom models that would stand next to a car in something very, you know, sexy-ish and would point to the vehicle. They wanted those gone because that's objectifying as well. And lastly, If you notice, there's not a lot of cheerleaders in NFL football. Now, I don't know if they've come back yet, but I used to watch the Buffalo Bills. I'm a big Bills fan. And they used to have the Buffalo Jills. And I'm not sure if they're still around. I'd have to check. But I did hear a story at one point that they were pushing against cheerleaders, that they didn't want cheerleaders because, again, they're dancing in these tight outfits and they're small and it's objectifying women. Nope, those days are gone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now okay to objectify so long as you're paying money to do it and making the girls money. Bravo, bravo. You've come full circle. You've gone full crazy. A description of the event. Let me back up here. I started to jump over it. The hour-long event, which took place on Saturday, February 20th, was organized by OSU's Student Advocates for Sexual Health Awareness, which is Sasha. A description of the event titled OnlyFans Behind the Scenes said, starting in OnlyFans, join us for a panel with OnlyFans content creators to discuss their experiences and destigmatizing digital work. The interesting thing is I'm sure those OnlyFans ladies that they brought on to talk about it were probably paid. So not only did they make work from their OnlyFans, now they're paid spokespeople. They're paid spokespeople for OnlyFans and for college to advertise to college students. Oh, we're this decade's gonna be a fun one, fellas. I'm telling you. I'll let you know where I have my cabin. I might buy, if I can afford it, I might buy 1,000 acres. Maybe I'll take some of the donations you guys send in, start tucking it aside. Maybe I'll buy 1,000 acres and just said, look, whoever wants to come up, I'll parcel you off an acre of or 5 acres of land. You guys can build a cabin and live on me on the side of a mountain because it's going to get crazy, man. It's one of those several seminars throughout the week-long event devoted to the work industry and the film industry. Emma says that this week, which is in its fifth year, was originally created to address the abysmal adult education provision in the state of Ohio. The Sasha colleague, Katie Chung, said there's something for everyone on the schedule. She said that new event added for the 2021 season, Kiss Me Through the Phone, Cyber Bedroom Fun during COVID-19 will highlight dating during the pandemic and virtual love and bedroom fun. It really relates to the bug. She explained, even this year, we see adding events dealing with it. And that's not obviously something that needs to go on every single year. And then they use a picture of, I gotta be honest, maybe I'm just getting old. Then they use an image of a girl that looks like she's 16 years old. I got nothing. Let's see. Other panels included Kink 101, Decolonizing Spicy Movies, Why We Need Ethical Production That's Toxic, a talk on healthy versus toxic masculinity. Oh, they had to get that in there somewhere, didn't they? They had to dish on the men. Brilliant. Shocking. They work hard for the money. Spicy work with Dr. Tila Sanders. And that's about that. So here's the thing. So they talk about Dr. Tila Sanders. Here's Professor Tila Sanders. And I know you'll have a hard time seeing this. There is a picture of her. Shocking, I know, isn't it? Shocking. But she does do this kind of work. And she does go around and giving talks and lectures on the spicy industry. And she's a professor in criminology. She graduated with a philosophy in sociology, and then she took up a professor of university at Leeds. So in the quote-unquote trash article that you guys always say, oh, they're not reliable source, they reference this doctor does do that work. And here we have from Ohio University. I'm not sure how this web codes, so I don't know if zooming in will work. Here it is. I got to call it Bedroom Fun Week because I just can't say that word too many times. S3X Week at the Ohio State University. And this has been going on for a few years. And here's Sasha at OSU. And if we here's the pictures. I know. Surprising, isn't it? All the bikini models that show up to this. All the very svelte, very attractive women. And here's some guys thinking that if they show up to this and that they're supportive, that they're going to somehow get lucky. So that's that. And then here's the thing. I went up to the top here, and if I click on the little hamburger that's up here, and we go to the 2021 events, good coding, great coding. You are a college and you with students, I'm guessing you don't have a computer programming lab. Who is in charge of this? Really? All right, well, I you guys are going to have to believe me. I'll leave the links below. If you want to double check me, if you click on that, it goes, and they talk about the forums and what they're talking about, and one of them is OnlyFans, and the other one is how about the cyber dating and how to have virtual romance, which for a man is like, but it's all there. It's all there for you. So I thought I'd go over this because now it's proliferated in colleges and, you know, pretty soon it'll be down into the senior level of high school, I'm sure, at this rate. And everything's okay. Nothing's wrong with this. Nothing to see here. Just teach college girls how to, you know, earn money by showing pictures of their various orifices. I got nothing. I don't know what are we doing. All right, guys, now it is time for the dating profile of the day. You know, I just can't help laughing. It's society has become so funny. It's become so sad. It's become so weird that you have to laugh. If you don't find this fun, at first, I got to be honest, about 6 months ago, I want to say not even six, 4 months ago in October, I was kind of hitting a wall and I was saying like, man, this is such like this crap just bums me out. Like, I don't know how much longer I can read these articles. And, you know, as a content creator, when you have 350, 400 videos out there, you're like, oh, what am I going to talk about today? Like, there's only so many things I can come up with to talk about. And then I got nothing. And I may wrap around and talk about health and fitness and some of those things that I talked about a year ago, because I have a lot of new subs. Hey, 300,000. Thank you guys. Or at least I'm so close that I could probably spit on it. Thank you guys very much for getting me to 300,000 subs. That's amazing. I don't feel like I deserve it. I feel like a complete imposter. I'm just an idiot sitting on a bus and complaining to the world. But you guys like it, and I thank you so much for that. And thank you guys for all your support and everything like that. But I hit a wall about 4 months ago where I'm like, I don't know if I can keep reading this stuff. And now it's come full circle. I'm not bummed out about it anymore. I find it ridiculous. I find it funny. Because you have to, or you're gonna have a mental breakdown. I'm just saying. All right, our dating profile here. This is a young Caucasian lady, and she has four kids in the photo with her. She is 32. She says, I am a single mom with four kids, not looking for no booty calls or one night stands. So if you about the games, keep it stepping in funny kind and down to earth. I take life as it comes. I'm kind of old school. I like to go on dates and be treated right. Not much to ask in my 5'7", so my man got to be taller than me, dark and handsome. Oh, was that hard to understand? I apologize. There was no punctuation in this entire paragraph. Let me try it again. 32, I'm a single mom with four kids, and I'm not looking for no booty calls or one night stands, so if you about the games, keep it stepping. I think she meant to say I'm funny, but she said, in funny, kind, and down to earth, I take life as it comes. I'm kind of old school. Okay, if you're old school, usually doesn't that mean getting married and then having kids? Maybe she was. I don't know, maybe she's divorced. I like to go on dates and be treated right. Oh man, I wish I had my cash register button pulled up here. I don't even know if it's hooked up. Nah. The insert cash register noise here several times. She likes to be treated right. Now, here's the thing. She likes to go on a date, and she wants to be treated right. The date, again, babysitter for four kids. Although the oldest, I'll be honest, she probably had... I mean, this boy looked like a teenager, so she might have had him at a very, very young age when maybe she was even a teen herself. So maybe he can look after the other three. But if not, man, you're looking at four babysitter for four, and you got to take her out and, quote, treat her right. It's not much to ask in my 5'7". Okay. So my man got to be taller than me. Talk. Oh, gosh. Why don't people proofread these things? So my man got to be taller than me, talk, dark, and handsome. Even if you wanted to, instead, if talk is a typo and you wanted to put tall, I'm 5'7", so my man gotta be taller than me tall. I give up. I give up. I tap out. I can't do it anymore. Society crumbling. Dogs and cats living in harmony. I'm sorry for laughing. I know it's dead air, and I'm sitting here giggling to myself, but it just, I mean, this is this woman who cannot make a coherent sentence, and even if she's got typos like autocorrect, and she did this on her phone, this is not English in many of these. Like, she's just not even making sense what she's trying to put together. And these four kids, that is their mother. This is our next generation. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If you make a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photo, like, gradually that picture becomes more and more blurry. To you younger kids, and I say kids like anybody younger than me, to you younger folks out there, you younger guys out there, folks, now I'm an old person, to you younger people out there, God, imagine saving a meme and copying it, and eventually, as you've seen them shared, the older they get, the more grainy and crappy looking they are. That's what's happening to the human race, is a crappy person gets together with another crappy person, and they have four kids. And those four kids do not have good parents. And maybe they do branch out and do well for themselves. We can only hope. But unfortunately, if they follow in the same footsteps, they're probably going to be a little bit worse off and a little bit more messed up. And then the next generation, next generation. I talked in the video that I just did yesterday about by 2045, they're talking about like infertility and the human race may not survive. Let's hope so. Let's hope so, because if this is what our mothers are like today, and you compare that to someone like my mother, God help us. I hope the human race doesn't make it. I hope we go out in a flash of the sun. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Again, the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Only about 40% of you are subscribed, so make sure you're subscribed. Hit that subscribe and like button. I really appreciate it. 300 grand, guys. I love it. I can't wait to get close to, maybe we can get to like a 500,000 by the end of this year, and I'll throw a parade or something. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, I give up. I just give up. I tap out. I'm done.